Hawaii recorded its largest single-day increase in new cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. 41 new infections were confirmed statewide on Tuesday, with the vast majority on Oahu. The spike comes several weeks after the reopening of high-risk businesses like bars and gyms. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell says there is widespread circulation of the virus in communities across Oahu.
All over the island, on all sides of the island, no one is escaping the spread of this virus.
Caldwell blamed the spike in cases on the failure of residents to appropriately wear masks and physically distance.
We need to follow the mandates issued. If we can maintain and manage the number of cases, we can keep thawing out and opening up, which we have to do. Unemployment levels are depression rate levels for the island of Oahu and the state of Hawaii. And we will be making difficult decisions in the next couple days about what we do.
Difficult decisions could include ending the newly created no-vehicle hours on main streets in Waikiki and Chinatown, or even renewed restrictions on high-risk indoor activities. Caldwell also said he was informed by the State Department of Health that if the daily rate of new infections remains at this level, the state's contact tracers may not be able to effectively track down new infections. State Health Director Bruce Anderson called the infection trend disturbing.
We have increased surge staffing within the department and are in the process of hiring our newly trained contact tracers. I do not believe in the short run we have any significant issues associated with contact tracing.
He added that even robust contact tracing is no substitute for wearing a mask. There may not be a short-term issue, but if new infections remain at this level for an extended period of time, it could spell trouble. Mark Mugaishi is a medical doctor and CEO of the health insurer HMSA.
If our number of cases are doubling over sequential weeks, that's worrisome. If we're getting into the 40s and 50s, that's worrisome.
Mugaishi said that if a rate of 40 to 50 new cases per day continues over time, it could put the stability of Hawaii's hospital system at risk. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.